The BioInsights Podcast.
This episode is called Multiomics Integration, Advancing Pediatric Cancer Immunotherapy. I'm Lauren Connell, an editor at BioInsights, and in this episode we'll be exploring the application of multiomics in the immune oncology space, specifically pediatric cancers. Joining me today in this episode, we have Raul Santiago. Raul is a clinical investigator in pediatric hematology and oncology, and an associate professor at the University Hospital Centre of Quebec, Laval University, Canada. He runs a translational research program of multiomic analysis for deciphering the complexity of tumour immune microenvironments of paediatric tumours. Thank you for joining us today, Raul. I thought we could start with you telling me a bit about your current role and the work that you do.
Yeah, so I am a clinician investigator. So in the clinical part, I work in the paediatric hematology and oncology. I am an assistant professor at University Hospital Center of Laval University in Quebec City in Canada. And for my research side, I'm working on tumor microenvironments of pediatric tumor, and more specifically of tumor immune microenvironments. And my lab is a dry lab, so we're doing computational science of analysis of big data, if I can summarize it like that, but sequencing data.
Yeah, that sounds like some really interesting work. Could you tell us a bit more about how you apply these multiomic approaches in your work and what the cutting edge in the area is for you?
So in my work, I apply multiomic approaches for deciphering the tumor microenvironment with different goals. The main goal is to look at the tumor immune microenvironment, as I told you, to try to understand what are the pediatric tumors that are more susceptible to be responsive to immunotherapy by immune checkpoint inhibitor. I am also looking at the correlation with the tumor environment and complication that can occur in cancer in children. For the multiomic approach, so we're mostly using gene expression, so transcriptomic. It is really the basis of our research because it's something that is easy to obtain. And this is a very powerful tool to look at the tumor bulk and to look at the environment. It is kind of a proxy, if you want, of the cell function, because RNA is the precursor of proteins. And so by transcriptomic analysis, we can look at signature and phenotypes. But we are not using only transcriptomic. So the first multiomic approach that we're using is immuno-oncogenomics, because with the transcriptomic data, with RNA sequencing data, you also can deduct the composition of the immune environment. There is some deconvolution tools that quantify the immune cell that are present in the tumor. So that's the first part of multiomic approaches. You can also look at the specificity of the immune cell that are present in the tumor, like the specificity of T cells and B cells, looking at the TCR and BCR rearrangement. So this is already multiomic approach, I would say, even if it's all using RNA sequencing data. Then for tumor immune environments, a lot of people are using the tumor mutation burden that is extracted by genomic data, so DNA sequencing. So we are using also this information. So this is integrating genomics to transcriptomic. And we are also using DNA methylation data. I can explain a bit later why we're using DNA methylation data, and we're trying to go toward proteomics now.
And what impact are these tools having in our general understanding of the immune response or the immunotherapy approaches to cancer?
As you know, immunotherapy has revolutionized the treatment of some adult cancer, such as melanoma and non-small cell lung cancer. and it is now approved for metastatic or relapsed disease and in some condition as neoadjuvant or adjuvant therapy. The efficacy of immunotherapy can be predicted by different biomarkers. At first, it was used with immunohistochemistry and the expression of PD-L1 protein by immunohistochemistry that is predictive of the response to immune checkpoint blockade. There is other biomarker that has been studied, like the infiltration of T cells in the tumor and tumor mutation burden, as I told you about, which is the number of somatic mutations that are expressed by the tumor. These biomarkers are decent predictor of the response to immune checkpoint blockade, but they cannot completely predict the patient who will respond. And even the patient who have these biomarkers are not all good responders. So then after, there is a lot of studies, mostly in adult tumor, that looked at more high throughput, deep information coming from omics. The first one was with gene expression profile, so transcriptomic, that looks at signatures that are more likely to be sensitive to immune checkpoint blockade. So there is the discovery of new biomarker like that. And what is very important is that probably one single biomarker is not able to completely depict the complexity of the tumor immune and microenvironment. And it has been shown that when you combine those biomarkers, the accuracy to predict the response increases. And there is a lot of adult study that I look at the different biologic components coming from gene expression profiling and genomics with tumor mutation burden, and then going to DNA methylation, proteomics, to single cell analysis, spatial annotation of the tumor, and now even plasma circulating proteins. And all these independent omic are able to predict or to find signature that are associated with immune checkpoint blockade response. There is not yet a lot of study that combine all those omics together. And I think to have a more comprehensive multi-omic integration of all the biological layers should enable to depict the intricate interaction that exists between the molecular levels to define the tumor microenvironment complexity. And it's known that usually multi-omics enhances the accuracy and specificity of biomarker discovery. So a multi-omic approach could discover more robust and reliable biomarker.
In regards to genome methylation, do you think it's important to integrate this into multi-omics models?
So at first we were studying transcriptomics or gene expression, and then we integrate DNA methylation. I think that's a very good tool to study the immune environment, and it has been shown that we can identify different subset of immune phenotype based on DNA methylation that are different than the one that are identified by gene expression. And when integrated, the two methods for clustering, we can find more subsets of immune environments. So to refine the classification if you want.
There is a substantial body of evidence that shows that DNA methylation is a major modulator of immune environments. It has the capacity to remodel the immune environment, for example, by silencing genes and proteins that are decisive for antigen presentation and recognition of the tumor. It can silence the expression of genes of MHC family and their regulators. Numerous preclinical studies have shown that combining immune checkpoint blockade with methylation modulators could improve the anti-tumor activity of immunotherapy. So I believe that considering both gene expression and DNA methylation together, we may be able to identify the subgroup of tumors with an immune environment altered by methylation. And this subgroup could potentially represent an ideal population for exploring combination of methylation modulators with immune checkpoint blockades.
And speaking of biomarkers, what processes do you see being made in the IO space, and what will be the key to successful deployment of the novel biomarkers?
So I think that next step are probably with proteomic, which is really the final effector of the cells. So that offers more functional view of the tumor immune environment. I believe that looking directly at the protein would offer a better way to understand who are the patients who can respond to immunotherapy. And when you look at the biomarker that I known so far, one of the strongest biomarker is still the expression of PD-L1 by immunohistochemistry. So that's going back to the protein that offers the strongest single components biomarker for immune response. Then after, I think that single cell sequencing is a very powerful method to directly investigate the functional state of the cells. It has been shown that there is some functional states that are more associated with good response to immunotherapy, both for T cell and for B cells, with more memory effector cells that are important for the efficacy of immune checkpoint blockade. So I think this is probably the next step that needs to be explored. And we have a very good definition of the different functional states that can exist for tumor immune leukocyte infiltrate. And I think we can use this atlas of functional states to really understand what is the immune composition that can enable good response to immunotherapy.
What then should be the next specific targets for the oncology field in terms of further improving our knowledge of the underlying biology of the immune response or tumor microenvironment? And what tools will be key in achieving success in these efforts?
So I think that the next step will probably be to predict the combination of immunotherapy that would be the most effective. You probably know that PD-L1 inhibition or CTLA-4 inhibition are both effective, but when you combine them both together, it increases the efficacy for melanoma patients. There is a new combination that has been tested and that are very efficient, like PD-1 or PD-L1 inhibition with LEG-3 inhibition. I think probably the next step will be to re-predict which patient will be responsive to which combination. And for that, I think we should look at deeper correlation expression of those biomarker in the tumor, and to look possibly at the cellular level, what are the cells that co-express two different checkpoints that can be inhibited. That would be a very good proof of concept for combination for those patients.
What would be top of your wish list for new innovations in the space?
So I think the first one will be to have a real multi-omic integration, because as I told you, for now, there is different data set with different omic that are studied, but a real integration with all the different biological layer is still missing. I am looking at pediatric tumor immune environment, and in pediatric, we're even lagging behind what has been done in adults. So I think that there really is a need to try to integrate all the biological layers together to really understand the complexity of the environment. So this will be my first wish, to go toward more integrative multi-omic. Then after, there is something that I believe is very promising.
Some works have shown that the tumor immune environment composition can be inferred by plasma circulating proteins.
I think that's really something that needs to be explored more. The aim here will be to be able to have liquid biopsy to infer the immune environment and to predict the patient that can respond to immunotherapy. It's very important for many reasons. First, it's not always easy to get a tumor sample in some cases. It's a more invasive procedure. So to be able to have all this information from circulating blood will dramatically simplify that. Something else that is important, we're working on that in my lab, is that the immune environment is not stable over time. So there is some changes in the immune environment that are probably due to either the treatment that the patient received or either the modification of the tumor cells itself. If there is a clone of tumor cell that increase at relapse. So because the immune environment is not stable but has plasticity, I believe that we should have analyzed a sample of the tumor at every single relapse if we want to be able to predict the response to immunotherapy. And that's something that's very difficult for the patient, that's invasive to have biopsy like that. So if we can predict the tumor immune environment from circulating blood by analyzing the protein that are present in the plasma, it will really be a huge gain for the patient and probably will accelerate the possibility of assessing the tumor immune environment and will make it possible at every time point of the disease.
And what will be your own key goals and priorities for the next few years?
The overarching key goal for my research is to finally be able to introduce immune checkpoint blockade and immunotherapy in the treatment of pediatric cancer. So there is not a lot of pediatric cancer that has been treated by immunotherapy, a bit more than 300 in clinical trials. And so far, there is not a very high response rate. It's around 3%. But actually, when you look at the progression-free survival, the stabilization of the disease, you can tell that there is a larger part of the tumor that can benefit from immunotherapy, and there is about 15% of the tumor that can have a control with immunotherapy, sometimes for months or even years.
So I really believe that there is still some room for immunotherapy in pediatric oncology.
But the thing is that there is not specific histology that responds well to immunotherapy, as it has been shown in adults. For example, when they studied the study, melanoma was dramatically sensitive to immunotherapy. So it was kind of easier to find this group that can benefit from immunotherapy that doesn't exist in pediatric tumor. There is not an histology that is very responsive.
If we exclude Hodgkin lymphoma that are more responsive to immunotherapy, but otherwise, the challenge in pediatric cancer is the absence of specific histology that responds well to immunotherapy. I firmly believe that we'll still need to explore in depth the tumor immune environment of pediatric tumors to understand the specificity of tumor immune cell interaction that exists in pediatric tumor. And I believe that big data and multi-omic integration is the way to achieve this goal, and to offer children the same opportunities that are offered to adults. Also, it is possible that the lack of efficacy of immunotherapy in pediatric tumor is caused by the fact that only highly pretreated tumors has been included in the clinical trial of immunotherapy, and that the immune environment has already been altered by successive treatment. So I firmly believe that we should conduct an in-depth analysis of tumor immune environment at different stages of the disease, from diagnosis to relapse. This will help determine which patients are likely to respond to immunotherapy, the optimal timing for immunotherapy, and the most effective combination that could be successful in pediatric oncology. And ultimately, this will make personalized immunotherapy a reality for pediatric tumor and bring immunotherapy a therapeutic weapon for pediatric cancer.
Thank you again for joining me today, Raoul, and thank you to our audience for listening. If you've enjoyed listening, don't forget to subscribe to our BioInsights podcast.